Did you miss night one of the hit list GCSE surgery with Broadstairs and Canterbury College? Here are the best bits.
KMFM, hello, this is the hit list, and we are doing a very, very special show this evening all about your GCSE results. Obviously, tomorrow is the big day if you're picking up your results, and I'm joined by some very special guests, Rachel from Canterbury College and Laomi from Canterbury College and Sophia from Broadstairs College. Now, a lot of you at home will already have applied to college, so what happens tomorrow when you do get your results if you do make the grades you need, Rachel?
Okay, so you'll come in to college to collect your results. So good luck to everybody, and hopefully you'll get the grades you need. If that's the case, then if you've already applied for your course, you'll have received a letter that tells you when to come in to enrol. So you come in, it'll be a day either this week or next week, and you come in and sign up and fully enrol for the course.
Oh.
If you haven't done that, if you haven't received a letter, if you haven't applied or anything like that, then come into college anyway, speak to the Student Information Centre, and we can help you from there.
Oh, it's all very exciting, isn't it? Oh, I'm excited for you. But what about if you haven't quite got the results you need, Sophia?
To be honest with you, the first thing I'd say is just don't panic. It is not the be-all and the end-all. And we can help you find a course that you enjoy, and you can still work towards your English and maths if you come to college. So you have your vocational course that you choose, and as I say, regardless of what you come out with your grades, we will find a course and level that's suitable for you, and then you can work on your English and maths alongside it.
Now, there might be some of you at home that haven't applied yet because maybe you're waiting on your results, you're not quite sure what you want to do. But Laomi, am I right in thinking that there is still time to apply to college if you want to?
Yeah, definitely. In that situation, it's best to go to the open day and enrol and see what course you're into, what you love, and take it from there. It's never too late, really. You can apply at any time.
Oh, it's all very exciting. It's still open then. You still can apply to loads of different courses out there, aren't there, for you to have a look at online.
Our open day for Canterbury College is the 28th of August, so you can enrol there. And just see what you're interested in, yeah?
Evening, Emma. My name is Sophie. I'm calling from Herne Bay. Can you answer my question, please? I'm not sure what I want to do next, so considering college. But if I choose a course I then don't like, can I move to a different course, or do I need to stick it out for a certain amount of time?
Sophia, is it possible to change course?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we want to make sure that students are on the right course. So during the first few weeks of term, you do have the opportunity to switch courses if you're not actually enjoying the chosen course. The first port of call would be the careers advisor at your college, and it's a similar process throughout the EKC group.
Do you have to sort of prove that you're really not enjoying the course, or how does it all work?
It's your personal preference, to be honest. If you are unhappy in your course, or you have maybe had a change of heart, as we all do, we actually decide that we want to go and do something else, then that's absolutely fine. You go straight to your careers advisor, you discuss all the options, and then you go from there.
Now, obviously, you guys are from Canterbury and Broadstairs Colleges, but Rachel, I'm right in thinking that there are lots of colleges in your group.
That's right. In addition to Canterbury and Broadstairs, there are also colleges at Dover, Folkestone and Sheppey.
So you can find the right college that obviously is suited to where you live.
That's right, yeah. Obviously, all colleges, including outside the group, are slightly different. So whichever college you're going to, you need to check exactly with them.
So it's a good idea to have a look at all of the colleges, all the options available, and check which ones do the courses that suit you.
Yeah, absolutely. See what's right for you.
I don't know if you've heard about this, but Ed Sheeran's dad at the moment has curated a little exhibition about how he started as like this normal teenager, and now he's like obviously this incredible international superstar. And one of the things in the exhibition is a letter with his college grades. Now, can you believe this? He actually got an F in music performance, and he failed songwriting as well. When you think about how many number ones he's had, it's actually mad. Now, obviously, we're not saying you shouldn't work hard, but also, if you don't get the grades you want, it really isn't the end of the world, and you still can succeed, obviously, if you work hard enough in whatever you really enjoy. Now, Laomi, obviously, you did a performance course. Did you find that you worked harder at certain subjects in your GCSEs just because you enjoyed them more?
I would say yes, because obviously maths and English you need. But I would like to say I put more my extra time when I would revise maths and English. I put, okay, now performing arts, now let's see if I remember that song or that dance move or remember my lines, because it would be silly of me to go on stage and just have a blank face and not know what to say or do or sing. So it was just as important it was just as important to me as it was maths and English. So I definitely put more of my extra time in the performing arts than I did other subjects like science and other stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the end of the day, everyone's journey is completely different. We're all going to enjoy different things. And that is why there is such a huge range of courses available at both colleges. Obviously, we're going to come on to that a little bit later.
Hey, Emma. My name is Katie and I'm in Blean tonight. The colleges specialise in certain things. You know how some unis are the ones to go to for sport or media? Is that a thing for colleges? And if so, what ones are there in Kent?
Now, Rachel, obviously you're a careers advisor at Canterbury College. Do colleges specialise in certain things?
Not in the same way that universities do. Further education colleges try to offer as wide a range as we can to offer the most opportunity to the local students. It's as wide a range as possible.
Are there opportunities, say, for example, if you're the sort of person that is really into sport, you're just a really sporty person, are there opportunities to, say, get involved with that at college?
Yeah, certainly. So some of the EKC group colleges, such as Canterbury, offer a sports course, but there will be activities within all of the colleges and sports clubs that they can get involved with.
Now, Sophia, I did have a question for you, actually. How do you go about choosing a course at college if you haven't got an absolute clue what you want to do?
Definitely the first port of call would be the careers advisors. We use specifically an online system and with questions based on your answers, your interests and even your natural talents. It gives you job possibilities and then we can sit there and we can discuss steps to help you get there. It's really perfect for getting some ideas flowing because sometimes that's all it takes. And sometimes it puts up a job that you would never have even thought of in the first place.
Sometimes there are jobs out there you didn't even know existed and you're like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing, and suddenly it sounds really appealing. Also, I'd just like to say that I remember when I had just done my GCSEs, I did that like little quiz thing you do to find out what's right for you. And I remember saying that I liked working with my hands. I like using my hands. And he said the best job for me would be an undertaker. So, I mean, I'm still, you know, doing the radio, so it's a little bit different. Naomi, we've had another question in from a listener as well.
Hey, KMFM, I'm James. I'm listening tonight in Chatham. I hadn't considered college before because most of my mates are staying on at sixth form. What is the social aspect like at college compared to sixth form?
I would say the social aspect life in college, it's more of a deeper pool. So you have people you've never met before or people maybe live in your area who are there. I think it's just more different, more versatile, I'd say, because in sixth form, you have the people you went to school with and you have a few extras and that's about it. But you don't really, you know, kind of, you don't really mingle with people who are completely out of your, like, social kind of group. But with college, you're with people who are doing the same course as you, have same interests, or you can meet them via clubs, or they've got lots of activities and school trips in college. But I would say going to college would mean you expand your social skills and it broadens your horizon. And from a personal experience, I learned a lot about myself in college because I didn't have, you know, all my friends from secondary or like primary or whatever. So I definitely had more of a challenging but fun experience at college because I met new people and kind of changed for the better. As individual.
Definitely. It forces you to sort of go out there and meet new people, doesn't it? Which sounds a little bit scary at first,
right,
but actually, yeah. It's really fun, isn't it? Really fun. I went to a college, so. Now, we've just had a little text in from Sean on 87474, and he asks, what are the main differences between sixth form and a college? Sophia, what would you say the main differences are?
I'd definitely say that the main difference is that college is vocational, so that's hands-on, it's practical, and it's a lot of work experience. And the other kind of major difference is that you focus on one subject, so you specialise in it, whereas sixth form is multiple subjects that you'd study. With vocational courses such as trades, thinking about carpentry, engineering, childcare, it's all very specific to that particular subject.
Naomi, did you have a sixth form at your school that you went to when you did your GCSEs?
Yes, I did. I had a sixth form, but it was an all-girls school, and I just thought I kind of wanted to mix up a bit and try something completely out of my comfort zone, so I decided to go to college.
Oh, and how did you find that transition from school to college?
At first, I thought it was so nerve-wracking. I was thinking, oh my God, what was I thinking? I want to go back on my decision. But then I spoke to my sister. She went to the same college as me. And I thought, you know what, dive into the deep end. This is going to be a really great experience. And just make the most of it.
Was that the main decision for going to college then, that you kind of wanted to just like broaden your horizons
a little bit? I'm a kind of person who doesn't like to stay in one place for too long. So obviously you do secondary school for 5 years, and I just thought the idea of staying there for another 2 years would be, I wanted to like change it up a bit and meet new people, because obviously I'd be learning with the same teachers, and I wanted to see how other people may, you know, teach performing arts to me. And I wanted to do it like 3 days a week, hands on, you know, the real industry experience, which I got. So I'm glad I chose college. But on the other hand, I know I missed out on in sixth form, where I could have got other academic skills there as well.
I guess it's just different, and it just depends on what your skills are and what you're personally good at and what you enjoy doing as well. And you know, if you've already got a group of friends in sixth form, it's kind of quite normal to want to stay on. But also, like you said, it's good to like get out there and meet some new people as well, if college is sort of right for you. We've had another question in from a listener.
Hi KMFM, my name is Amber and I'm calling from Margate. I just wanted to know, if I stay on and do sixth form but don't actually like it, can I then go to college after?
Oh, Rachel, that's one for you, I think.
Okay. Yes, it is possible to switch from sixth form to college. It depends on the individual circumstances and what course and so on, and particularly the timing of it. So if you think you don't like your subjects that you're doing, or the sixth form that you're in, do talk to somebody as soon as possible. Go and talk to your tutors. Come, if you're thinking of college, come and talk to college. It doesn't mean that you have to change. It's just good to talk to people and get some ideas, because the sooner that you do that, the easier it is to change. Another possibility is, after completing a year at sixth form, if you decide it's not for you, then you can come to college then. A lot of people do that, do a first year at school and then transfer to college. So it's always worth speaking to somebody and seeing what your options are at that time.
Definitely. I think it's important to say there are so many options. You know, it's not black or white, is it? It's not you do college or you don't do college, or you do sixth form, you don't do sixth form. There are so many options, and it's best to just come into college and speak to
talk
yourself.
To somebody and definitely. Find out what's best.